This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hundreds gathered at a candlelit rally in Yangon on Saturday in a peaceful protest which defied the 8 p.m. curfew imposed by the military junta. The crowd sang songs and arranged candles around a red banner with RIP written in white. Earlier, security forces killed at least 12 people. Thousands of protesters, many of them teachers and universal, to rally Saturday in Mandalay, where at least 4 deaths were reported. Other deaths were reported in south-central Myanmar and in a suburb of Yangon, the country's largest city. The February 1st coup reversed years of slow progress toward democracy in Myanmar, which for 5 decades had languished under strict military rule that led to international isolation and sanctions. A video of some of the students kidnapped from a college in northwestern Nigeria emerged on Saturday, showing them cowering on a forest floor as armed captors hit them with sticks. 39 students are missing after gunmen stormed the Federal College of Forestry Mechanization in Kaduna State late Thursday, the 4th abduction in northern Nigeria since December. Video footage shared on social media showed roughly 24 students begging for help in English and Hausa. In a statement on Saturday, President Muhammadu Buhari urged that the missing students be found and returned safely to their families. Attacks by gangs of armed men, called bandits by the government, have intensified for several years. Military and police attempts to tackle the gangs have had little success. This is VOA News. Russian police detained around 200 people Saturday at a conference of independent municipal deputies in Moscow, accusing participants of violating the law by attending a pro-democracy forum with ties to an organization the government has labeled undesirable. The Forum of Independent Deputies, organized by a group called United Democrats, brought together municipal officials and prospective candidates from across the country to discuss strategies for Russia's fall election season. Authorities said the event was sponsored by Open Russia, an organization they labeled undesirable in 2017 for its financial ties to the exiled Russian businessman Mikhail Khodorkovsky. A law claims to target foreign NGOs whose activities threaten the foundations of Russia's constitutional system, defense, or national security. The European Commission on Saturday defended its policy of distributing COVID-19 vaccines evenly in the bloc after Austria and 5 other member states complained that doses were not allocated equally. In a joint letter to the Commission and the European Council, leaders of 6 European countries, including the Czech Republic, Bulgaria, Slovenia, Latvia, and later Croatia, called for discussion on vaccine distribution. The Commission responded that doses have been distributed in proportion with the population of each country and taking into account epidemiological data, adding that it was up to member state governments to decide how to share the shots. The Commission has been criticized for the bloc's slow vaccine rollout, although EU governments play the main role in buying vaccines and in vaccination plans. Riot police fired tear gas to disperse scores of people who protested near the Parliament building in central Beirut Saturday amid deteriorating economic and financial conditions in Lebanon's capital. The brief clashes near the parliament began when protesters started throwing stones at security forces and tried to break through a metal gate leading to the legislature. Most of the demonstrators dispersed shortly afterward. In addition to Beirut, there were also protests in the country's largest cities of Tripoli, Sidon, and Tyre, as well as road closures in different parts of Lebanon. Lebanon's worst economic crisis in decades began in October of 2019 and has been made worse since then with the spread of the coronavirus and a massive blast in Beirut last August that killed and wounded many and damaged large parts of the capital. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.